Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dan. Do you want to hear a joke?
Always.
Yeah, well, it's not really a joke. I mean, well, my grief counselor died. He was so good, I don't even care, though.
Hi, this is Tim. This is just a heads up, but all the advice you're hearing in this podcast is general in nature. If you want something more specific, then feel free to contact us.
Drunk accountant, drunk account, drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk account, drunk accountant,
drunk accountant. Hello and welcome to the podcast.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Cowboy Dan.
You're not a cowboy.
I'm Cowboy Dan.
Cowboys don't wear puffer jackets.
Tim, yes they do.
They don't wash their puffer jackets.
They should. Filthy baggers. Welcome to the podcast. We might sound a little bit echoey today, and that's because we're in a different room. If you're watching this on the live stream, you can see a different surround. Oh, probably doesn't look very different. There's brick and a window.
It just looks like we're pointing a different way.
Yeah, but we've finished, basically, the renos in the office. And so while we're setting up the new pod studio in another room, we're in our boardroom, and it's a little bit echoey in here.
Yeah, that's interesting. Didn't know that.
A little bit echoey. Interesting stuff. Great content. So, Tim, what is the Tim and Dan-o? Tim, it's great to be back in person to record this with you.
It is.
I was on a trip to Queensland. Mm-hmm. I was working trip for a couple of weeks there. You were here painting.
I was.
I swoop in at the end and take glory. That's how we do it.
It is how we've done it. Yeah, it's exactly how we've done it. And it's been a pretty wild ride. Mm. There was medical emergencies.
Mm.
Medical emergencies. There was an orgy in our garage.
Yeah, the carport is a gateway to the magical land of Narnia.
Yeah, yes. So there was a planned activity down there with a group of people.
Either that or one guy was just very productive.
Old lady. All I'm saying is I found bra padding in underwear and pants.
And yeah, so
that and a lot of wrappers.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, unfortunately. but
but that happened.
That happened.
Then just dealing with different trades.
Mm.
That's always really fun too, because you're just like trying to get all on the same page.
It is difficult, and you know, you were knocking down walls, you were moving sinks, you were painting the ceiling.
There's a lot happening.
There's a lot going on, recabling, but it looks great. You've done a great job. Now we're just doing some finishing touchings. We're painting some skirting boards and doors and cleaning up and setting up the pod studio and getting furniture and all the little things that happen at the end.
They're the most important things.
Yeah, yeah. The last 5% always makes the...
Yeah. So, Dan, really, you're doing the important stuff.
I'm doing the important stuff, yeah.
Well, included in the last 5% is furniture. We're missing a lot of furniture in the office at the moment. So
it was the plan today.
But yeah, no, when it is more kitted out, I think one of the responses we had on the Instagram when I didn't ask me anything was, are we going to do an open party?
I think the answer should be yes.
I
think the answer is yes, if you're in the area at least.
Yeah.
We're actually doing afternoon drinks right now. It is a Friday afternoon. We're recording at a weird time for us.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon. So we've actually... I'm having a Great Northern? Great Northern? Brewing Co. So it's interesting.
Yeah. It's, what do you think?
It's got a hoppy taste.
Hoppy taste.
I don't usually drink beer, but it actually it's hitting the spot.
It's hitting the spot. That's good.
Yeah.
After a big long week. Do you feel like maybe more so going and painting skirting boards now after like cracking a beer?
Exactly. And that is my plan tonight. I do feel like a little bit of Tradey Dan. So throw out the old cowboy hat and boots, slap on a pair of thongs with socks on, and I'm Tradey Dan.
Cool.
Trade it in. I'm going to do some painting.
Put on some chicken fried Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, put on some country, some, you know, a little bit of chicken fried. Yeah.
Cold beer on a Friday night.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's my plan. Tim, there was one thing I wanted to ask you about the Tim and Dan Lowe.
Okay.
You saw Jurassic World Dominion?
I did. How did you know that?
Because you told me.
Oh.
But I specifically didn't follow it up with how was it, because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, cool.
How okay. was it?
Have you not seen it yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Look, it was good. Mm. It was good. Mm. Jade, my wife, is super into dinosaurs and Jurassic Park. Mm. So we had to go see it. And yeah, it didn't disappoint, Dan.
Yeah,
that's it had good. A lot of references to earlier movies
yeah,
as
yeah.
well.
So. Yeah, actually, when I wear this hat, I feel a little bit like Dr. Alan Grant.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Sam Neill's character.
Mm. Yeah, and he was in it.
Mm.
Yeah, so it had all those original people and then all the new people as well. I don't know any of their names. Just people.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, the raptor tamer.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, does
Bluey.
These ones. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. Good without being great.
That was my impression, which is why I was a bit worried to see it, because yeah. I'm a very big fan of the first one.
Yeah.
Second one, I enjoy. Third yeah. one, it's sort of, I like it, but I know other people don't.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth, I'm not that big on.
Yeah.
So the sixth, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
But you're telling me it's not too bad.
It's fine. It's actually fine.
Fine is better than I thought.
It's fine. Mm. And what was really great was the massive sundae I got at Gold Class.
We went to
Gold
Class.
We got the salted caramel one.
Mm.
Didn't come with waffles, but it had like biscuits and popcorn in it.
I love it when they bring you food during during the movie.
It was massive.
You're just like, you're there, you're fully reclined.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this person crawls up next to your seat and they're like, sundae, got the sundae. Like the spice.
Yeah.
He knows about the Sundays.
Knows about the Sunday. Nice.
So that is good. Cool. Nice. All right. Good to know. I'm going to go see it then. I might go see it this weekend.
Give it a crack. Give it a crack.
I think a friend of the podcast, Chris Forster, was keen to see it a second time.
Oh.
So maybe I'll go with
Jesus.
Him. Maybe I'll go with him.
Have you seen Top Gun yet?
Yes. Very good.
Really?
Very
Everyone's
good.
Everyone's saying that.
So good. I saw it by myself
yep.
a couple of weeks back.
Cool.
On the same day, I ordered my hat. I went to Horseland. Funny story. Okay. Went to Horseland, which I was very out of place.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much. If I walked in now, they'd recognize me for who I am. But okay. but I felt out of place in there, and I was trying on hats.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, here we go. Here's another idiot who wants a Kubra. Yeah. And while I was there, I was like, I really want to see Top Gun. And on the week of my birthday, Cinebuzz gave me a $9 ticket to go see anything.
Oh,
and I'd tried to ask a few of my friends the days before to go with me, and they'd all been just busy doing stuff. Yep. So I was like, I can't kind of get this together.
Yep.
So I was like, I wonder if it's on now. It's like 12 o'clock on Sunday. And I was like, is it on? And one started in 20 minutes, bought it, went, got a chopped up, loved it. And the movie was great.
What's it like watching a movie by yourself?
I've done it a couple times in my life.
Okay.
And it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You just like laugh to yourself when something funny happens.
Exactly. Like, you look to the seat next to you like classic, right?
Yeah, it's good.
It's better when there's another person there by themselves.
Yeah.
This is an extremely nerdy story I'm about to tell you here, Tim. around the Doctor Who 50th anniversary, I think they're about to approach the 60th anniversary or something like that. Anyway, whatever it was 10 years ago, they were showing the episode as a theatrical release in cinemas.
Yep.
And it was on like one showing at Greater Union Tuggerah.
Yep.
So I would have been early, mid-20s.
Yep.
Went by myself. And sat down. I was in a two-seater by myself, and across from me was this girl who was also by herself. And like, she was the one that I could turn to and be like, great moment, right? And then she clearly felt the same, was like no one's coming with us to this, but this is great. So I made a movie friend, and then you never see that person again, and it was a nice time.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Well, when's the next anniversary?
It's this year.
Oh my God.
It's this year.
Hey.
Yeah, well.
Are you going to go?
I don't know if it's going to be at the movies. That's the problem. Yeah. Anyway, enough about my pathetic life.
I think people like hearing about your life.
I'm glad it amuses people, Tim. But if you're not following us on Instagram, you should follow us because there is a lot of Dan's life content lately on the Instagram. A lot of traveling.
Yeah, the travel was good. From, I enjoyed that.
A lot of ask me anythings. I'd like to pull Tim up because he didn't ask me anything and then didn't answer any of the questions.
I was busy.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I don't know answers to renovation questions.
Yeah, so there's a few questions like, are you dreaming of floor tiles? One person asked about your skincare routine because they asked me about mine. Yeah. what is your skincare routine,
Tim? I use Hunter. There's a what's it called? Daily face cream. Hunter. Mm. Hunter Lab. Hunter Lab. That's Hunter what Lab. It's called.
Is that for men?
You know why I like it?
For men?
It is for men.
Yeah.
All right, Dan?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's made in Melbourne, even though Hunter live in our area, you'd think it was made in Newcastle, wouldn't you?
It's not there.
No.
I didn't associate that. I was thinking like you're a hunter.
In my twisted head.
Yeah, I was thinking like you're a go-getter.
So it's really nice. It smells nice. It makes your face feel good.
Mm.
And it's in a tub. That's what I like. Because other things like pump packs.
Yeah.
They're unnecessary like packaging. But also, if you pump too much, you're wasting the product.
See, I like a pump action. So I use Sukin for men.
Oh, yeah.
But I only use the face wash for that. Okay. And it's a pump. What I particularly like about that bottle is it's one of those ones that you close just by spinning, not by pushing and then spinning.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting by closing. You just spin, pack it in your suitcase.
Nice.
Travel around.
You don't have that problem with the tub.
Yeah.
Just put the lid on.
And I had a follow-up question. I don't moisturize. Do you moisturize your face?
That is moisturizer. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it is moisturizer. Okay. This is I use a cleanser. Oh. It's a cleanser for me.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Sorry. You should moisturize as well.
I don't need to.
That's the most important part.
Oily face.
Actually, the most important part is sunscreen.
Yeah. Sunscreen is the most important part. Because we know that. Anyway, enough about face
this is what
skincare
happens
routines.
We drink
a neck 10%
of a beer. We start talking about skin products.
We get questions all the time. Do you guys drink every podcast? And the answer is no. It's a sham.
Otherwise,
We'd never get them done because as you can hear, we have a small bit of beer and then suddenly we're loose.
Okay.
Right. Let's move on to the business update sponsored by Katz Accountants. Thank you, Katz, for the business update today.
Thank you, Katz.
Minimum wage increased 5.2% or 5.4% or something like that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Like, I don't know if we said that last time.
It's either that or $40 a week.
It's both.
Yeah. No, it's whichever is higher.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Interesting, right? I think people need to be aware about that. A few thoughts on this. My hot takes.
Hot takes.
This is going to impact a few industries in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hospitality.
Yep.
Tourism. And those are types of industries that have been absolutely smashed by COVID.
Yeah.
And they're really struggling to find people at the moment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's such a staff and labor shortage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure it's actually that relevant for a lot of businesses.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, and the Chamber of Commerce and a few other business associations came out very negative against it. They were like, this is crazy. You can't do that. And I think they're possibly a little out of touch with the sentiment of the world at the moment.
That's just because that's their position.
Yeah.
And they have to
advocate. Because they want profits. Yeah.
They need to be seen to be fighting the good
for
fight.
For business, yeah. As a business owner, I want to pay my staff more.
Yeah, definitely.
I need more profits to be able to do that, but I want to be able to pay people more. So I don't have a problem with this. But the other thing that goes with this, though, is that there is a super increase as well of 0.5%.
0.5%.
So you, not only are you going to be having an increase in wages if you're a business that pays minimum wage.
The super is increasing.
The super is increasing as well.
And it's from the first dollar of wages as well.
Exactly. So
there, I think, the hardest hit here is unfortunately
definitely hospitality and tourism.
A specific group of businesses that are already pretty badly hit from the last few years and are already experiencing labor shortages. So, I don't know. It is what it is. I guess they've got to do it to keep pushing up the wage because, if you're on the minimum wage, like, geez, inflation's going to be killing you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If that's just an extra $40 a week, It's your grocery bill and your petrol.
Up more than that.
Consuming that easily. So yeah, exactly. Let alone rent.
So it's definitely needed. It's an interesting time ahead. The point of this is, and I think we said this last week as well, review your pricing. You're probably going to need to start increasing your prices. So do a good review of, one, what your customers are willing to pay, two, what your input costs are, because you might need to be adjusting your prices to cope with a lot of these expenses.
Yeah, I guess in business, people may have previously considered a 10% growth in sales something to strive for. Whereas now that's just keeping your nose ahead of inflation, really. So,
yes, interesting times. All right, well, that's the business update today. Tim, do you have a tight ass tip?
Let's see.
Hey, Brendan, giving us a like, Brendan, on the live video there.
Thanks, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Tight ass tip.
Brendan, when are we coming on your podcast? It's going to give you a call out. Yeah. Right live on the podcast.
See if he replies.
Yeah, tight ass tip.
Tight ass tip, Dan. All right, okay. This could be in response to your jacket fiasco. Okay.
So, hold on. I am wearing this. If you're watching the video, look how puffy this is, okay?
It is looking pretty puffy.
It's good. Feel it, Tim. Feel this.
Feeling the puff.
Feeling the puff, right?
I can feel some puff there.
It's good.
I can't confirm how puffy it was before.
It was less puffy. I think I've increased the puffiness.
Took you a lot of effort and time.
Yeah, but now it's clean.
Yeah, but...
I wore it camping and it was dirty.
Are you going to wash it again in a week?
I'll wash it 4 times a year.
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
All right. Okay, Dan. Well, you're not going to like this. I propose that you wash your pants once a quarter. That's what I propose.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No. No, no.
Dan,
no,
hear me out.
No, no, no.
Hear me out, Dan.
No. Tim, you. No.
Jeans and chinos do not need to be washed every week. They don't. When you're wearing pants, you shouldn't be sweating, okay? Unless you're like a tradie and you're wearing tradie pants or something like that for protection.
I'm a sweaty teddy. Sometimes I sweat. Not that much.
Not on your legs.
But all right, finish your argument and then I'll talk about what's
I think the argument speaks for itself. So, wash your clothes less. Obviously, it's going to cost you less.
Mm.
In water, detergent, electricity, that's very expensive. At the moment, Dan.
Very.
And time. That's my number one at the moment. Mm. I don't want to be like turning my pants inside out. And you know, Dan, you meant to turn your pants inside out when you wash them.
But I don't. I meant to do a lot of things, Tim.
And this is why you have to buy more pants than I do. Because your pants are always getting discolored.
I guarantee that if we went into each other's cupboards, you'd have... at least 2 times the amount of pants I do.
Hey, I don't want to delve into fashion.
Do you have 2 lots of pants?
I have like 5 pairs of pants.
Then you have 5 times as many pants as I do. No, you've got 2 and a bit.
Maybe you should consider a few more pants. but yeah, I think people overwash their pants. I think there's an epidemic of pants overwashing.
An epidemic of pants overwashing. Yeah. Okay.
A little bit of hyperbole.
Yeah. Okay. Let me counter argument, if I may.
Cool.
If I may.
Yeah.
Are you done with your...
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Mm. It speaks for itself. I don't have to.
Okay.
Argue it.
There are people out there who would wash their pants every time they wear it. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I almost just spat my beer out.
Yeah. Okay. So, washing them once a week, you're already stretching it in some people's minds. Not in my mind. But in some people's mind.
Once a quarter, Dan.
Yuck. All right.
Once a quarter.
I live hard. I live life to the fullest. I get dirty. I'm on the ground. I get all sorts of things all over my pants.
Don't get... What?
So,
stop getting stuff on your pants.
I do. It's just how I live. Okay? Don't tell me how to live. My pants are dirty.
How can you live with one pair of pants if that's the way you live? If you live hard.
If there's one thing people know about me, is I'm a shorts man.
Yeah.
I mainly wear shorts. Okay?
Well,
so I get away with 2 pairs of pants.
Once a month, wash your shorts.
No, the other reason why I like to wear pants, apart from the fact that I live hard and they get dirty, is they also get out of shape.
That is why you have to do it. Maybe
you get saggy ass.
Yeah, you do.
Saggy ass. Well, and I like to get those buns tight.
It's true. It's true. It does tighten them up. But I find that only really lasts sort of one wear anyway. So for me, just buy really skinny jeans and then you're good.
By the end of the week, perfect fit.
Yeah, exactly.
First few days, exactly. A little tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Okay, well.
Tell us what you think. How often do you wash your pants?
If you've made it this far, I apologize.
Yeah. We're really delving deep today.
Okay, so. Yeah, tell us how often you wash your pants. Send us a message.
Please.
All right, let's move on to the main topic today. And that is how to run an effective team meeting.
Yep.
Planning day.
It is. It is, Dan. That's because we are doing our biannual planning session with our team next week.
Yeah, exactly. And so we've been doing a lot of prep for our meeting, and that made us think, well, maybe we should talk about the best ways to do this and give some hints about how we do it. And we'd love to get some feedback. And we can do a follow-up episode.
Ooh.
There's a lot of small business owners out there. There's a lot of accountants out there, a lot of accountants who are small business owners listening.
Yep.
How do you run these meetings with your team? And so we're not talking about meetings with clients. We're talking about internally an all hands on deck meeting where you talk about the business and the direction and you set actions and goals. Now, the very first point I want to make here is that you should be holding these meetings.
Yeah.
And so if you're not,
yes.
All right, your first step is to do one.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Mm. It's a really good day. You can go offsite.
Mm.
You can eat some food together, have a beer at the end, like this. Mm. And yeah, if it does nothing else, it serves to unify you as a team and get you on the same page. Yes. Fingers interlocking. That's what we're doing on the video feed right now.
Yes.
So, so if it does nothing else and you all walk away and you feel better about each other, well, that's already a run on the board.
It's a win in my book.
It's a win in my book.
Yeah. It actually, that is the thing about this, is that the whole point is to keep you all on the same page, all heading in the same direction, because you don't realize sometimes you might have little silos in your business and things happening that you're unsure about. So it's getting everyone together. But before you hold the meeting, there is a number of things maybe you should be considering.
Yeah.
The very first thing you should consider is, what is the theme of the day?
Mm.
What is it that you're actually trying to achieve? Because every meeting that you do, and as we said, we do these twice a year, every 6 months, and the theme of them often changes depending on our biggest issue at that moment, or not even a biggest issue, but the biggest thing that we want to tackle at that point.
Yeah, so it's good to have pre-planned and designed something around that theme, essentially.
Yeah.
And you don't want to feed it to your team, because it's interesting to get their insights and their thoughts as well. But I think it does have to come from the leadership group.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So, for an example, your theme might be efficiency.
Yep, efficiency.
Efficiency is the theme. You realize there's systems that can be improved. There's performance that can be improved. So, really, the overriding theme for you this time around is you want to improve the efficiency of what you do.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good one. Yeah. And so, I guess in something like that, you'd probably want to talk about some of your systems and the way you're working and how you can improve those efficiencies. So,
you're
going to be doing some deep dive into what are we doing now and what do we want to change?
Yeah.
And so, by picking that theme, you can actually start to plan an agenda.
Yes, exactly. And that's the whole point of this, is that you want to be able to be prepared before you go in. Because otherwise, you're just going to get there on the day and you're going to flounder and you're not going to actually get anything done, and it's just going to be a bit of a waste of time. So, you want to make sure that you're going in there with scope enough that you're able to achieve something, but also not rigid enough that you're not being open to new ideas and to evolve.
Yeah, because you want participation.
Yes.
So, that's the key thing. You want everyone in the room to be agreeing on what you're deciding. So, and that takes participation. So, you can't just tell people how it is. It's not a planning day, if that's the case.
No, that's not planning. That's training.
Yeah.
Training day, telling day.
Yeah, telling.
Commanding day.
Yeah, commanding. Yeah.
So, one of the very first things we would do after we've set an idea for the day, an agenda that we want to run through, and some goals that we're trying to achieve loosely, is we want to get some pre-work from the team. Mm-hmm. And this is because you want to be able to have their minds turning over, but also some data for you to do a little bit of pre-work yourself on.
Yeah, definitely.
So I would suggest sending out something like a Google form.
Yep.
Or just, you can even just do it in an email to everyone in the team with a set list of questions that they need to get back to you with some ideas or some answers for before the day.
Yep.
And it's best to obviously theme that around your theme.
Definitely.
So, for example, if we're following on from the efficiency idea, it would be, all right, what are three systems in the business that could be improved?
Yeah.
Where do you feel like there are bottlenecks in your job?
Yeah, for sure.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. And this is really cool because you actually don't realize what everyone may have to contribute until you ask the question. And collecting it over something like a Google form is a really efficient way of doing it as well. So yeah, I think it makes your team feel like you're listening to them, and you're going to find things out which are going to be really useful as table discussion points on the planning day as well.
Yeah, and you might find out that there's a theme running, that there's a specific area in your business that you had no idea that was your problem.
Yeah.
But you know, 5 out of 7 people told you that this was the problem. And so you can focus the planning day on that thing.
Yeah.
So do some pre-work. The other part of the pre-work, though, that we have found particularly useful is this is a really good opportunity to also get some feedback from the team about you, about your business, about how they feel they're going, and help drive some one-to-one meetings later on as well.
I like it. And that's where you may have picked a theme or something that you think you want to focus on, but you might see some other issues presenting themselves. Like, for example, there could just be some issues in the actual team functioning. You might think, we've got to focus on more profits or more sales. But actually, that's just a symptom of the team not functioning in the way that you want them to.
Be
open to discovery.
Exactly. Be open to discovery. So if you send out those specific questions with the theme that you're thinking, but then some of the questions are also more open-ended and asking for feedback about anything in general, about you and about the business, about how you can help them better, about how they feel like they're going. All those things are really important because, it's going to open up these surprises that you just had no idea.
And sometimes making pre-work anonymous can help with that too. So you don't necessarily need people to tag information that they're providing you with their name on it.
Yeah, it's hard. If I was to send Tim an email saying, hey, Tim, here's our pre-work email for our planning day. Give me some honest feedback about how you think the team and me are going. And he's got to email it back to me.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to be a little bit more kind or a little bit less
honest
with that information. So what we do is we use the Google form and we don't require to collect their information through it. So when they submit it, it's just all anonymous and we can just read through it. And then we do a separate one that is not anonymous.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is less specific questions about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found that has worked quite well. Interested to hear if anyone else is doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, exactly. Another tool that we've used once and we're going to continue to use more regularly is, everyone's always heard of the Net Promoter Score, right? The score in which your clients are likely to recommend you to other people.
Yep.
And it's an indicator of how good your customer service is and how happy people are with your service. There's a score called the Employee Net Promoter Score, and it's how happy are your staff in your business and how likely are they to recommend you to other people to work there.
Yeah.
So there's this software called Office Vibe. It's, you know, the basic functions of it are free. You sign up, it sends an email with all these generic questions to all of your team that they answer, and then it sends you back a score.
Yeah.
And I found last time that was a really good conversation starter.
For sure, yeah.
We got a lot of really interesting feedback from that, things we wouldn't have thought of. And it was good just to see where we're sitting. Are people happy with the work and with the job?
Yeah.
So that's a tool, and there's other tools out there like that. But yeah, Google Forms, Office Vibe, and emails are the three things that we'd use to do the pre-work mainly.
Very good.
All free.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think after you've designed your theme, Dan, you've collected some pre-work, the next step is to hold the planning meeting.
Yeah. Actually, hold it.
Yeah, do it. Actually do it. And so, like we said, try and go off-site, less distractions. You're not going to have people sitting there replying to emails or answering calls or answering the door or selling products. Mm. You don't want that. You do need to stop doing what you're doing, put a different hat on or look at things through fresh lenses and work together to find some solutions.
Yep.
So you've set your agenda. But some good ideas of an agenda, if you've never done this before, I think starting with achievements is a really good thing to do.
Yeah, reflect on the last year, 6 months, however long it's been since your last meeting, and just talk about the things that have gone well, because it is very easy for a group of people to get together to talk about their work to shift negative.
Oh, definitely.
And start complaining. And if you've heard us talk about Orbed, you know, live below the line and blame and deny problems and live in that space. So if you can start positive,
yeah,
it sets a tone.
Yeah. So we've always started with achievements and that can be just personal things or that can be professional or it can be business.
Yep.
So everyone has an opportunity to participate in that section and really do make sure everyone knows they have to participate too. If you've got someone sitting there who hasn't suggested an achievement, ask them to think of something.
Yeah.
So achievements. The next thing we generally will do is look back at our actions from the last planning meeting.
Yeah. Yep. We look back and see what did we say we're going to do last time and did we do it and hold us accountable to that.
Yeah.
It's very likely that you did do a lot of those things and that some of them fell off.
Yep.
Fell by the wayside, either the decision changed or you just didn't get to them.
Yep.
And now's the time to reflect on, is this still an important action for you to do and add it to them if it is.
Yeah. So if you haven't done a planning session before with your team, then you could just give them a summary of how things have been going in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And then start to delve into the pre-work, pick out some of the themes and the information that have come through in the pre-work and link that to the theme for the day.
Yes. Yes. That is a good suggestion. Always try and find a way to navigate back to the issue that you're trying to solve.
Yep. Yep.
Because it is also very easy to get distracted.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then, yeah, I think from there, it's literally you probably have thought, if you've got your theme thought out, you probably have some steps in mind. So like, for example, we're going to be talking about our purpose and values.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan and I have done a bit of pre-thinking ourselves on our purpose and our values, but we're not going to just feed that to our team. We're going to facilitate it and hear what they think around those things as well, and try and land at the same place, I guess, or find something better together.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's important to try and stay focused on that thing and work through it. Equally important is to make sure that if you are setting actions and things from this, is that you're recording that down and you're being very specific. What are you doing? Who's doing it? And by when?
Yeah. So it's one thing you don't want, I think, is just a lot of talk at this meeting. So you're very quickly, people, if it's going well, people will get very enthusiastic and they'll start coming up with ideas and actions. And these need to be noted. Mm. So you need a minute taker, you need a structure, even if it's just a Word document, to take these minutes down that can be shared with everyone after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to be smart with our goals and our actions. So we can't just go away and do 1,000 things because we've already missed a day at work. And so we're going to be busy when we go back the next day. So just be realistic with it. Know that you're not going to move a mountain.
Yeah.
You just shift a pebble at a time.
Yeah, like exactly. That. Exactly. And you can move a mountain one pebble at a time, I always say.
Yep.
But that is a really good, important point to note, actually, because you're not going to solve every problem in the business on this one day.
No.
The point of it and the whole reason why you've picked a theme is because you're trying to solve the biggest problem right now.
Yeah.
And once you've solved that and you've got actions and you work on it for the next 6 months and you do the next planning day, there is a new biggest problem that you then tackle. And before you know it, these 6 monthly meetings are just kind of updating that and picking strategic directions and, and doing things like that.
Definitely.
So yeah, you're not going to solve every problem. Just try and solve the biggest problem.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, I think that's really the key part, that you should get to goals and actions at the end, assign roles, find things that teams need to work on to improve, and document it. But there's one thing that you can't forget. It's not finished after the day ends. You then need to re-communicate it when you go back to the office or the workplace.
Follow it up.
Yeah, and you need to reinforce the things that were taken away from that day. So accountability, basically.
Yeah, so you know, if you were picking efficiency as something that you were hoping to accomplish during the day, and you've set new standards around how you do a job and how things are done, then you need to reinforce that behavior, because you've made a change and people have habits and they've got deep trenches that they've been walking every day, and now you need to find a way to then reinforce that change. In the business. And that might be rewarding people for certain behaviors. It could be keeping people accountable to it and having the team keep everyone else accountable to it. But yeah, it's not done on the day. It's an evolving process that you then work on for the next 6 months.
For sure. Love it.
So how often would you do these, Tim? What do you think is the optimal? We do it every 6 months. Is that optimal?
I think so. I think so, because it is a big day. And it comes around pretty quickly, actually, every 6 months. You could even do it once a year if you really, really wanted to. But I could also see people doing this quarterly. I think 6 months is good.
I think 6 months is good as well. Go on.
I was just going to say, maybe you could do a smaller refined version of it each month.
Yeah, exactly. I think the main reason that would be is because things can change over 6 months.
Yeah.
It's a long enough period of time that you should be able to see differences that have come from the last one.
That's why I like it, because you look back at last planning day's actions and half of them you're like, oh, wow. We did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
That did change. That's good. Yeah.
And then some of them you're like, that was a good idea.
Yeah. There's definitely been those. We're guilty of that as well, that you look back and you're like, oh, I didn't do that. That would still help. I should do that. And then you set it for this one and then you keep yourself accountable. And it just meant that there was a failure of accountability on that particular task.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let's rehash. The first step in this whole process is designing what you want to achieve on the day.
Yeah.
Try and define what your biggest problem is, come up with a theme, and come up with an agenda that you want to try and keep to and follow on the day.
Yep.
Step two, get pre-work done by the team and yourself.
Yeah.
Discovery.
Like, go and research the topic that you think that you want to run through with the team.
So, exactly. So send work to your team. You can use Google Forms. You can use Office Vibe. You can just email them, whatever works for you. Go do that.
Yep.
Step three, actually do the meeting.
Yeah. Go offsite.
Get offsite. It's a really good idea to get offsite, because you're getting out of your
comfort zone,
out of your area. It adds to creativity, makes everyone a little excited.
Yep.
We're out. We're having some food.
Yep.
So do that. Do the meeting. Try and make it fun.
Yep.
Step four, reinforce the changes that you've made on that day over the next several months.
Yep. And take minutes.
Yeah, take minutes, spread them out, keep people accountable to the actions that were set, and then hopefully you see the change that you've tried to make.
Yeah, definitely. And it won't all happen, but basically you're trying to influence it to be better than it could have been.
Exactly. Exactly. Gets everyone on the same page, moving in the same direction.
Don't get that perfection paralysis. It's never going to be perfect.
That's, you know, and that applies to a lot of things, that perfection. I've been guilty of that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that probably brings us to the end of our main topic.
I think so.
If you have any better ideas, if there's something that you do in your meetings that you find particularly handy or useful.
Please share.
Something that would stir up creativity, that would help bring a little bit more to it, then there's always room for us to improve, and there's always room for everyone to improve. So send them in. So send us in how often you wash your pants and your ideas to make team planning days a little bit better.
Yeah, like trust falls.
Trust falls is a good one.
Just like blindfold, fall backwards.
Yeah.
We'll catch you.
We will catch you. So if you struggle with your job in the future, we got your back there too. Yeah. That's the point of this.
That's right.
Nice. Classic. Tim, do you have any other things?
Yeah, actually. So I've been listening to a good podcast, which relates to a book nugget we did recently, The Advantage.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah. So Patrick Lencioni, he has a podcast called At the Table.
Mm.
And it covers off lots of themes around leadership and team management and team functioning and dysfunctioning. So it's definitely worthwhile. I really, really like it. And a lot of the ideas are similar to things that we discuss as well. But the way they frame it is really good. And,
nice. That's a good one.
Sort of bite-sized. I always take something from them. So
that's cool.
I recommend.
I should definitely listen to that because I was a big fan of his book. I took a lot from it.
It's really good. Mm. Yeah. And there's some just good analogies. And it's all like common sense stuff. You know it, but sometimes we just need to be reminded, don't we? So
we've built a podcast around it.
Correct. What about you, Dan? Do you have another thing?
Yep, I do. Mm-hmm. I do have another thing.
Just thinking of it, are you?
No, it's a warning out there, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's an other thing warning. If you have a dog, beware of ticks. Beware of ticks.
Is this Vicky?
Daisy.
Oh, I was getting the name wrong.
Yeah, I was staying at my brother's place in Queensland and they've got a puppy, Daisy.
Very cute.
Very cute, Cocker Spaniel. Only like 4 months old. We bonded. They also have another dog named Frank, Jack Russell. Frank's fine.
Bit of a jerk.
I like Frank. Don't get me wrong. Frank's great. Just no Daisy, you know? anyway, I let Daisy in and overnight time because the gang weren't home yet. And she kind of ran in and she kind of ran a bit funny. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, with it, she's running funny. Like
Daisy's being a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I immediately, she sort of looked happy and ran. And I was like, oh, okay, like, whatever.
Yep.
And then a couple minutes later, she ran back out and then, like, really, like, fell. Mm. And I was like, oh, something's wrong here. And not so good. I was checking her out. She's seeing, I couldn't figure it out, but she just started getting worse. And so my brother and I took her to the 24-hour vet. And they were like, yeah, it could be a snake bite. And it could be a tick. Does she have the tick stuff? And yeah, she'd had the tick treatments.
Yep.
So she did all that.
It's crazy because you'd think that's bulletproof. Fine.
That's bulletproof.
Like, you have that tick treatment.
It's not. Well, I think what's happened, and this is what they suggested, is that because she was a puppy, she may have grown significantly since she had the tick treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
So she may have almost outgrown the tick treatment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, but like she'd only had it a month earlier. Like it wasn't. Ugh. That's anyway,
they do grow a lot though. A month
is a lot
for a puppy. Yeah.
So it turns out she did have a tick, paralysis tick, and her vet said that four dogs had come in that week with a paralysis tick and died. So like they're out there right now.
Yeah.
So be careful, y'all.
And Daisy survived.
Daisy survived. Mm. Daisy's fine now.
Daisy is
running amok.
Very cute.
As
dog.
Puppies do.
Yeah.
Not even my dog, but I was there for 2 weeks, so I feel part of it.
When are you getting dug in?
I don't know. It's a lot to take care of. I just go to other people's dogs.
You can bring it to work.
It's true. Could bring it to work. Maybe I should get a dog.
Should.
Maybe. We'll see.
Awesome.
Cocker Spaniel.
Puppies are the best.
Yep.
You will have to
peel over our new carpet.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to clean its pee out of the carpet.
That's why we got extra tiles.
Yeah, that'll be right.
And then, anyway, that's my other thing this week. Anything else?
I think that's about it. I've enjoyed this Friday afternoon thing. I think we should do this more.
Well, I don't normally work Fridays.
Oh, damn it, Dan. Well, you do now.
Thursday uppers.
Yeah. Maybe not Thursdays. That's netball night.
Here we go. Hey, excuses already.
How are you going to shoot?
Probably better.
True.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Join us on Instagram or on the Too Drunk community where we're live streaming every podcast that we do at TooDrunkPodcast@gmail.com, at Too Drunk Accountants on all the social medias. Follow us there. If you haven't seen the trailer for Too Drunk You coming soon, check out our Instagram.
Mm.
It's on there right now. The website goes live pretty soon, Tim. I got word today.
It's exciting.
Next week. The content not on there yet, but the site, you could go to it. So that'll be good.
That will be good. Yeah. It's a step.
It's okay? a step. Yeah, we're not in perfection paralysis, Tim. Like the site's up. But thank you for listening, everybody, and we will catch you later.
Bye.